Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week we're studying how Jesus is helpful. Jesus provides help when we need it. To get at that, we're going to study a story from the Bible where Jesus attended a wedding and the bride and groom needed his help. And his mother pushed him to actually do something about it. Here's the story.
One day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
Well, for the last 30 years, approximately, Jesus has been growing up in his hometown of Nazareth, probably known to most people as a carpenter's son. But we know that his mother knew he was something more than that. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we studied the story of Jesus at the temple, astounding some of the teachers at the temple with the things he was saying, and calling the temple his father's house. It says that his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. She knew who he really was, who his father really was. His father was God. But she treasured these things up in her heart, keeping them a secret, essentially. But here's a story where she encourages him to go public. Now, he's already started to go public in a way. He was baptized and immediately after driven into the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. We looked at that story as well. That kind of kicked off the public side of his ministry. He was now an itinerant teacher, a rabbi, collected some followers around him, some disciples, most of them fishermen, nobody special, but he chose some people who are going to follow him and work with him to proclaim the kingdom of God, or as he put it, to be fishers of men, fishers of people. Well, now all that exciting team development stuff kind of has to get paused because he needs to go to a wedding, probably a family wedding. His mother's there, so chances are this was a friend of the family or a family member. Maybe his mother was helping. We don't know. Either way, the family is there. His mother is there. Jesus is there at this wedding. And a wedding would have been a big deal. It would have been about a 7-day celebration. And this couple, they would have gone to the extreme to show hospitality to their guests. This is the way in many Middle Eastern cultures, where they need to go over the top in showing generosity to their guests. The ultimate embarrassment would be to run out of food. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happens. This family run out of wine at the wedding feast. Now, Jesus' mother figures out what is happening, and she comes to Jesus and says, "There is no more wine." Now, apparently that's enough for Jesus to get the hint. This is his mother, after all. She's not just telling him to gossip. She's not just telling him. She wants him to do something about it. Now, you know, does she want him to run out to the store? Maybe. But chances are she's remembering those things treasured up in her heart, and she knows that Jesus can rescue this even if nobody else can. Even if there is no more wine to be had, no more money to buy wine, she is asking Jesus for a reason. So she says to Jesus, "Do something about this." And Jesus pushes back and says, "No, woman, this is not my time." Now, that might sound like an insult to his mother to say woman, but actually this was a term of endearment. It's kind of like saying, "Oh dear," to a loved one. It's not like today where you might say, "Listen, lady." And Jesus says woman, it's actually a term of affection for his mother. And he's saying, "My time hasn't come. This isn't the moment. This isn't the moment to do this." Now, clearly her intentions are good. She wants to save this couple and this family some embarrassment. And so she doesn't take no for an answer. When Jesus pushes back and says, "No, not now," she turns to the servants, probably points at her son and says, "Do whatever he says." She's putting him in a tight spot here. She's just told everybody there who's concerned for this family that Jesus is going to be the one to bail them out. All eyes on him. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But first, I just want you to stop and think about the part of the story you've heard so far. Why do you think Jesus refuses? What does he mean by "this isn't my time"? What do you think he'll do? Well, I hope you'll discuss that with some other people you know, from work, from home, the commute, wherever. Find some people you can share our challenges with, where you can explore together what it means to follow Jesus and become a small group who meet regularly to do this. You don't have to be together to watch our videos or listen to our podcast. You can do that separately, but whenever you do meet up, Make sure you're discussing what you've been learning and how you're living it out. So have a good discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.